to in front of the end zone yesterday. There's something, I don't know. I bet LaFleur could complain for hours about exactly what the issue is. I don't know enough to know, but I know enough to see it, the points not hit the board.
With all that said, and the time of possession, and the rushing yards leaning toward Chicago, two stats that always usually tell the truth, and that is penalties. The Packers had 3 penalties for 25 yards. The Bears had 7 penalties for 50 yards. You combine all that with one little, well, what did he hit? Like maybe the top inch and a half on his finger on that blocked punt.
Yeah, the last segment of Carl Brooks's middle finger.
So that's the difference between the Bears saying we're back and the difference between the Bears saying we need to fire the coach. That the length of your middle finger, like the top inch of it, that was the difference between the Bears wanting to fire their coach or saying, we're back, baby, and we're a playoff team. That's it right there. That's it. That's football.
4-2 to 4-6.
That's it. That's it. All that 60 minutes of guys' limbs falling off, of guys being paraded into the tent, taking commercial breaks because we don't want to see the gruesomeness of that injury. And then it came down to one little flick of the middle finger on top of the ball. I'm not sure that ball would have went through the uprights anyway. It didn't look like a good kick anyway.
I don't know.
It looked like a low kick to me.
Santos is pretty reliable. And that was something that they mentioned was they saw his first quarter field goal kick that he made was quite low. And that was why a lot of them believed if they got a good jump, they could block that one. And they were completely correct. But there's just so many variables. The thing that scares me is that people, because of that block, are going to forget the two plays or three plays that came immediately before it. One was a nothing burger run where they just tried to get some extra yards, but two pass plays to get downfield into field goal position.
Right.
Those were giveaways 20 yards plus a piece, and that terrifies me. That's still going to be possible in coming games, and that needs to be figured out ASAP. It reminds me of when the Seattle Seahawks didn't hand it to Marshawn Lynch and they passed and the Patriots intercepted it. Everybody forgets that the play before that was one of the craziest circus catches of all time, because it doesn't matter. The team that made that crazy circus catch lost the game on the next play. We can't forget that we almost lost that game, like really, really almost. In about two plays, they ate up 50 yards, just bam.
When you give up almost 400 yards in total offense to the Bears, even though you're 7-3, you still don't sleep well at night.
Yeah,
you
like just, a fifth of that came on their 2-minute drill to end the game. Scary times.
And look at third down conversion. The Packers very rarely got to third down. They were 1 for 5. The Bears were 9 of 16 on third down and 3 for 3 on fourth down. So the Packers also missed a fourth down. So 1 for 6 basically on plays that were possession related. If you get it, you keep it. If you don't, you punt it. So
if you look, it's the Josh Jacobs grind and then a couple of Christian Watson holy cows. That's what really made the day possible, making them respect both, spreading things out far enough for Love to work the field here and there, and holy cow, a 2-point conversion would have made me a lot more comfortable at the end of the day.
49ers coming in this Sunday, 3:30 kick. I think the 49ers lost, so they're mad. I think they're 5-5. Desperate team coming in. So this is going to be a tough one.
This is going to be a tough one. There's a lot of talent there. They should be winning more, and they're going to figure out how in Green Bay.
they're like the Vikings were, what was that, last year when the 49ers continue to lose close games right at the end. They could easily be 8-2 or 7-3 right where the Packers are very easily, but they just can't. They can't get the break, and they can't finish at the end. I think their record is, what are they at? 5-5. Yeah, and they're only a game back in that division, so they're still there.
Wild card level teams terrify me. Look no further than our own last Super Bowl in Green Bay to see what a wild card team or a wild card like record team. The Packers were 10-6 that year in the regular season. Snuck in on the wild card. Won the Super Bowl. Like, you cannot discount a team that's at 500 at this point in this season. Not at all.
Yeah. I guess you have to change the mentality. The Vikings went on the road the last 2 weeks at Jacksonville and at Tennessee, two teams that are struggling, and they got wins. They were ugly. They weren't big-time wins. But I think you have to change your mindset nowadays in the NFL. Anytime you win a game on the road in the NFL, period, it's a good win. I don't care if it's Kansas City at Jacksonville, because that'll be a close game. That'll be a close game. The blowouts are few and far between. It happens once in a while, happening more with Detroit than anybody else. But anytime you go on the road in the NFL and you get a win, that's a quality win in my book. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, bonus points if there's no injuries or if something else happens to benefit you outside of just the points on the scoreboard. But yeah, road wins are made of gold these days.
Yeah, and I'll say the Vikings playing at Tennessee. Tennessee should be embarrassed. The half the stadium was filled with Viking fans, and the Tennessee was on defense toward the end of the game, needed a big stop. There was no crowd noise at all. There was no crowd noise at all. The Tennessee fans were, I know they're 2-7, but still, it's like the crowd wasn't even in. You could hear a faint skull chant in the back of that stadium the entire game. I was never more proud in my life. All right, thank you, Greg.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
I'm sure you'll have more Packers this afternoon, won't you?
Probably more than you want.
From 2 to 7, Greg Gunderson right here on 98Q Country.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Monaca is dedicated to serving you right. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, exclusive diesels, and enter to win one of 20 $125 grocery gift certificates. Plus, get exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South at MonacaCars.com.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot. If you're working on getting ready for company,
a lot of company,
make sure you're ready with Black Friday savings. Get up to 40% off select appliances, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select kitchen appliances. Upgrade your kitchen with top brands like GE Profile and get sleek cutting-edge appliances to make sure you've
got hosting handled.
Yeah, you do. Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances this holiday at the Home Depot. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
98Q Country.
She was dressed to kill. I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, "Where to?" She said, "I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the windows down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet." She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, "Give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away." In a Chevrolet, she said, "Give me a dirt road, the windows
Leaning into local radio. 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden has authorized Ukraine to use long-range U.S. missiles to strike inside Russia, something he prohibited until now. The weapons have a range of nearly 200 miles. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
One major factor for lifting the restrictions, the 10,000 North Korean troops now arriving to fight alongside Russia. The long-range missiles are expected to be used against troops in Russia's Kursk region, where Ukraine staged an offensive over the summer. Biden's reversal comes 2 months before he leaves the White House. President-elect Trump has vowed to limit further support for Ukraine.
Chris Wright, one of the nation's top fracking CEOs, has been fiercely critical of the climate crisis and has also just been nominated to be the country's next energy secretary. COP29, the world's climate summit taking place in Azerbaijan, begins its second week today. Governor of Ohio condemning the neo-Nazi march over the weekend in Columbus. The marchers carried guns and swastika flags. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. November 21st at 8 a.m. and November 22nd at 6 p.m., the Butternut American Legion and Auxiliary Post 272 are hosting a bake sale at the Butternut Cafe. They invite you to stop on by to pick out awesome baked goods to kick off deer hunting. Once again, this is November 21st at 8 a.m. and November 22nd at 6 p.m. to stop by the Butternut Cafe and support the Butternut American Legion and Auxiliary Post 272. The employment outlook in the state continues to be strong. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
For the sixth month in a row, Wisconsin has set a new record for employment, with just over 3 million people employed in October 2024. The state's unemployment rate held steady at 2.9%, lower than the national rate of 4.1%. Governor Tony Evers says in a statement that the success is due to ongoing efforts to support high-demand industries and expand apprenticeship opportunities.
For more news, visit 98QCountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Badgers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After just 2 years, the Badgers fired offensive coordinator Phil Longo. Wisconsin losing at home to Oregon Saturday, 16-3. Head coach Luke Fickell.
There's a lot of things that you can kind of point a finger at. Obviously, it's easiest to talk about the quarterback position, but I just think as a whole, there's just so many of those things that we just got to get better at in order to put ourselves in a position where it's not all on the shoulders of a quarterback.
NFL, the Packers with a dramatic 20-19 win over the Bears after Green Bay defensive lineman Carl Brooks blocked Chicago's attempt to kick the winning field goal.
I'm visualizing myself block the kick. To be honest, I ain't seen nothing. They ran the same formation, and I just got penetration and just wanted it more. Got a hand up.
The NBA has fined the Bucks' Doc Rivers $25,000 after complaining about a controversial call by the refs in their loss to Charlotte.
I thought the final play was the ref blowing a call. This is back-to-back games now.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar located on Cedar Street serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers did just enough on Sunday to knock off the Bears 20-19 at Soldiers Field. I'm Bill Scott. Jordan Love ran for the go-ahead score in the closing minutes, and Green Bay defensive tackle Carl Brooks blocked the Kiro Santos 46-yard field goal try to preserve the win.
It was just unbelievable, just feeling. At first, when I touched it, I didn't think I got enough of it, and, you know, it fell short. And that's when I really celebrated, so it was fun, though, for sure. So, yeah, it was cool.
Packers safety Xavier McKinney was on the field goal defensive team and said they knew all week there was a chance they'd get one.
We saw that, you know, that through the middle, we could get a good push through the middle. And we believe that the guys that we had were going to be, you know, play big and be strong up front. And, you know, we were able to get that push that we needed. And we got the block. So, you know, we saw it, you know, just studying the film throughout the week.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
Christian Watson set a career high with 150 yards on just four catches Sunday, including a 60-yarder that set up Love's final touchdown run. And after being sacked nine times the week before, the Packers got Caleb Williams just three times on Sunday. The difference? The Bears' game plan called for Williams to get the ball out quickly, and it worked. I'm Bill Scott Moore from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight. And there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29. 98 Q Country.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining, sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. Set our vows under that old pine tree. You ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you that if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
you'd start walking mine. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground.
Girl, you melt me like ice and whiskey with those blue flame looks that you give me. Can't hide what's inside. And it's killing me right now to see you wanna slip off with me again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone when I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all nighter, chasing that desire. Every time you end up back with him, 'cause it's safe and you're scared of everything you're feeling when we're burning the midnight down again. Why should we go round and round the truth like we've been doing? Every time we lie, girl, we're losing. So why should we spend Saturday night alone? And I can call you on the phone, pick you up, make it up as we go along, pulling all night or chasing that desire.
They play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Staring out into the wild blue yonder. So many thoughts to sit and ponder about life, love, and the lack of, and this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill still. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul. for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, do my best to waste another day. Stay right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Maybe I'll settle down, get married, or stay single and stay. Which road I'll travel in, still a mystery to me. So I'll just sit right here, have another beer in Mexico, do my best, waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. That's the one.
Kenny Chesney, 98Q Country. Joel here in the morning show on a Monday, the 18th of November. You got today and tomorrow. I say starting Wednesday, winter begins. We got temperatures consistently in the low 30s or colder for high temps starting on Wednesday. Today, tomorrow, though, 50s. 50s. It's going to probably get cloudy and rain at some point later today and again scattered tomorrow. So get out and enjoy some nice weather here. Boy, yesterday was beautiful. Was beautiful. Took the pug out for a walk yesterday, and he was in his glory. 50-degree temperature walks for a dog are always a wonderful thing. Deer Hunters Roundup is back on this weekend. And once again, the lineup of sponsors and fabulous and glamorous prizes is a bit overwhelming. Our crack staff is behind the scenes. They're behind locked doors. I think every door except one at the radio station right now is locked, and there's someone behind it working on the Deer Hunters Roundup. Village Pit Stop is one of our sponsors, along with Barocca Wreaths and Jen's Butternut Cafe, Ron Ernst Lumber, Seed and Feed in Fifield, Forward Bank, Medford Motors, Tom Miller Electric, Northwoods Supper Club, Wildwoods Taxidermy, Freeze Firewood, Flambeau Forest Inn, Northern Lights Inn in the Lanes. We've got many others. I shouldn't have started the list because I'll probably leave somebody out that's still kind of being compiled. Chuck's Little Station down in Prentice. You've got Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce. We're going to be giving away some of that good stuff during the roundup. Lena's Northern Pines and Resort. Title sponsor. Huge prizes coming there. We've got Warga Auto and Truck Center, Northwoods Realty, and Bader's Sports Center also. This is not typed. This is handwritten. So trying to make a way through all of it. And we'll have a complete listing. Our website is almost complete at 98QCountry.com. Almost complete. Not quite. We're going to have a place on there for photos and all that stuff. So we're putting the final touches on that part of our website here in the final in the next couple of days here. We will get to our forecast, which is fabulous. The wounds are deep for Bear fans today. 11 consecutive losses to the Green Bay Packers, and that was a tough one last night. That was a playoff denting loss for the Bears, putting them at 4-6 now. 5-5, you still had a chance. But it's a lopsided division. It's a lopsided conference this year, and it's going to take a chunk of wins to probably get in the playoffs this year. I'm talking about, you know, maybe 12. 12 may be the number of wins you need, definitely 11 Right now, you got Washington, the Commanders, or the Commies, some people call them, and the Green Bay Packers, both at 7-4, 7-3, respectively. The Vikings sitting at 8-2. The problem is there's a couple of bad divisions, so the division winners get in with bad records, but then everybody else, like the NFC North division, has three teams with really good records. So right now, 7 wins, 7-4, get you into the playoffs. 5-5, Matthew Stafford and the Rams. They're on the outside looking in. I think we're still at about the same number of teams as we had last week as far as teams that have been eliminated. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's about 12 of the 30 teams that are out. It's hard to imagine Joe Burrow and the Bengals being out of the playoffs. They could still have a run left in them, but they got down big at halftime. They're 4-7. Lost that game last night. And Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, 3-8. Aaron Rodgers is saying he's going to come back. He hasn't ruled out coming back next year. The rest of the teams out in the AFC that are bad are kind of expected to be kind of where they are. In the NFC, the Giants, Panthers, we expected them. The Cowboys, we thought we were going to get more out of them. But they're done. They're 3-6. I think they're played tonight, don't they? Saints are done at 4-7. The Bears, I'm not going to count out the Bears and the Bucks at 4-6. But already you're in that position where you need help with 7 games to go, and that's never a good spot to be in.
Need the affordable way to handle your accounting and bookkeeping? Maze Virtual Bookkeeping has you covered. Completely virtual, secure, and stress-free. Visit www.mazevrbbookkeeper.com or call 813-562-1839 today. Maze Virtual Bookkeeping, making your numbers work for you.
Dad, Mom's really mad. You've been hunting every day this week.
Yeah, I know, son. She's going to hang me up by one of my trophies.
Let's call Robbins Custom Arrangements. Mom will love Robbins hunting season centerpieces.
Hunting season themed, huh? That'll cool her off.
Totally. Let's get a sorry for hunting too much arrangement. Robin will make it so nice, Mom will even forget you missed dinner.
Robbins Custom Arrangements. Helping Big G and others stay out of the doghouse. Robin specializes in seasonal centerpieces, wreaths, swag, and fresh flower creations. We feature local art that takes your customization to the heart. Visit us today and turn your mess into a masterpiece. Conveniently located in downtown Phillips.
The holidays are here at the Home Depot. If you're working on getting ready for company,
a lot of company,
make sure you're ready with Black Friday savings. Get up to 40% off select appliances, plus up to an extra $1,000 off select kitchen appliances. Upgrade your kitchen with top brands like GE Profile and get sleek cutting-edge appliances to make sure you've
got hosting handled.
Yeah, you do. Get Black Friday savings now with free delivery and financing on select appliances this holiday at the Home Depot. Offer valid November 6th through December 4th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 52. Rain and wind tonight, and there could be some heavy rain, a half inch or more today through tomorrow. Our low tonight, 40. Tomorrow, windy with rain and a high of 54. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 29.
98Q Country.
Looking out, can't you see forever?
Girl, I know that you've been waiting and talking to your friends, wondering if and wondering where and wondering when. Well, I've been waiting too, holding on to this ring for the right words to say, for the right time and place for me to get on. Talking about looking out, I can see forever. So take my hand, just take it in. This is the moment we won't forget. On top of the world, here together, surrounded by our family and our friends. If there ever was a time for a this is it. Yeah, this is it.
Attention, please.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey, y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98Q Country.
Moved into my old apartment. That's how we got this whole thing started. She called and said that I had mail waiting there for me. I told her that I'd come and get it. How could I know in just a minute that I'd be standing face to face with my own destiny? Days flew by just like a fast train, and nothing else has been on my brain except the thought of how she makes me the man I wanna be. She's the one I want for a million reasons. Loving her is just like breathing. It's easy and it's obvious. She was made for me. One night looking in her eyes. Oh, when I popped the question, much to my surprise, she said yes, and I said wow. She said when, and I said how about right now. Love can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said yes. said, how about right now, love? Can't wait. Then I asked if she believed in fate, and she said, yeah.
We got it, Chad Brock with Yes at 98Q Country, and I hope you are well on this Monday, the 18th day of November, inching our way closer to that traditional nine-day gun deer season. The Deer Hunters Roundup kicks off on Saturday night. If you're in the Northwoods and you're focused on deer hunting, you're ready for it, tell you what, Bader Sports Center, that'll scratch an itch for you because they have a great, great sale going on now through Thursday. So stop on in right next to Pick and Save on Highway 13 in Phillips. BaderSportsCenter.com. You can go to their Facebook page also, and they have a lot of in-store sales going on right at this very moment. I'm on their website right now. Very cool website, and they have got tons of savings that you'll want to check out in-store. Right there, Highway 13 in Phillips, Bader Sports Center. My wife and I last week, post-election, my wife and I decided we needed to turn it off. We needed to turn off the news. We needed to turn off everything that was involved with that whole political process. So we started watching the old Bob Barker Price is Right shows on Pluto. And that's kind of our go-to when we need to just kind of get away from it. And I noticed something that was very disappointing to me when I watched the old Price is Right shows. Don't get me wrong, they're wonderful, great memories. Anytime you can watch a show and they're giving away a Gremlin or a Chevy Chevette, that's always a great show. But I did notice that the Price is Right back in that day was, there were some prizes on there that really made you scratch your head. They really did. Well, Sailboat was number one. Most of the prizes they gave away in The Price is Right were assuming that the people there were living in California. And a lot of them did live, I guess, out west in California. Not too many people were traveling across the country back in the 80s. Some were, but it was predominantly meant for California West Coast people. They gave away sailboats. That was one, which when you have a two-bedroom apartment, what are you going to do? You're going to sell it, right? Well, you could sell it now very easily, but back then, you put it in the want ads. I don't know. What do you do back then? Another one, Hot Dog Stand. They had a run of several shows on The Price is Right where one of the prizes you would receive if you had The Price Right was a hot dog stand. And I was, it's just, it doesn't seem right to give away a job. Oh, by the way, here, you want a hot dog stand. Now get to work. I don't know. What do you do with a hot dog stand? They did that several episodes in a row. And another one, too, was the, what was the other one that made me scratch my head a little bit? Well, there's, tickets to all the LA professional sports games, the Lakers, the Kings, the Dodgers, and whatever else. And even if you live there, who would want? That's a lot of responsibility. And those tickets. So the Price is Right back then was meant for the West Coast people, I guess, understandably so. And don't even get me started on the Wheel of Fortune. I know we'll save that for tomorrow. Okay, we'll save that for tomorrow. The Wheel of Fortune, please. And it has nothing to do with Pat Sajak being gone. It has to do with some, I'm all worked up about the Wheel. We'll talk tomorrow. I can't get into it right now. We don't have the time. Mike McKay is standing by. He's going to be in after 2. Gray will be in after, he'll be in until 2. Gray will be in after 2 until 7. We're debuting high school sports tomorrow. Shawamigan at Mercer Girls Hoops. We'll do that tomorrow night. Right here, the start of high school winter sports on 98Q Country.
It's been a hell of a week. Been counting every minute. I know it's waiting for me, and I can't wait to get it. Let's leave my truck in the drive, cause girl, I'm on a mission. We could stay in the night, but I got one condition. Yeah, I know we made plans with the neons, but you're looking lights out, turning me on. That black dress got your boy seeing red, slipping off your shoulders, pulling me into bed.
Chase Matthew at 98Q Country. Oh, we got Lena stopping in the studio from Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Lena's Bar and Grill. Good morning, Lena.
Good morning, Joel. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, we're ready for the traditional 9-day gun deer season. With all the stuff that's been added to the season and the things that have changed, that traditional 9-day season is still sacred. It still is pretty special.
A lot of people hold that very special.
Very special time, yeah. And we're seeing a lot of people already making their way up to their cabins. I'm sure you've seen some orange and stuff already come into your place.
Yeah, plenty of orange, especially up in Glidden, actually. A lot of people coming through the bar right now with getting their cabins ready last week and actually a little bit before that.
All right. Well, let's talk about stopping into Northern Pines Resort or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden this week. Great place to stop in for a bite to eat and much more. So let's talk about what's happening there.
Well, at the Northern Pines, we want you to make us your destination for dinner, Joel. Our steaks have been revamped. We have daily specials. We've got the salad bar and soup to go with the buffets. You can just check us out on Facebook for all the daily specials. We are closed on Monday. I got to give my crew a break.
Exactly.
And then breakfast, Saturday, Sunday mornings has been revamped also. We have individual choices now. You can still get the buffet if you want, the breakfast buffet, but there's now individual things with waffles, eggs, omelets, breakfast sandwiches.
So for the hunters, what time does that buffet start on Saturday, Sunday morning then?
7 a.m. we open up.
All right. They can go in and get a good hearty breakfast and still get out in the woods and have a full day out there.
Absolutely. And then if they're hungry in the afternoon, stop back in for a late lunch or an early dinner.
Yeah, exactly. And for the upcoming holidays, you have a great facility there for folks if they want to do, whether that's their business or maybe you got a large family, you have plenty of room there, great atmosphere.
Yeah, come on in, give us a call. We'll be happy to cook for you.
Yeah, and some places to stay out there available. People want to check in on that too, right?
Absolutely. If you have overflow in your house and you need a little space, send them my way. We have some very nice cabins. They're going to be open all winter, brand new heating systems within them, and everybody will be comfortable. TV, internet access for everybody.
All right. Whether it's Lena's right on Butternut Lake there or folks right in Glidden who want to walk on down, or be a beautiful day for a walk tomorrow. Close today. Is Lena's in Glidden closed today too?
No, Lena's is open at 3:30
today. 3:30 today. Wow, it's a great day for a walk. Take a little walk. Go down and have a little supper down there at Lena's in Glidden. Great place for whether you're a hunter or not to enjoy it in the upcoming holiday season. I'm sure you've got some special stuff planned. We look forward to that for the holidays, right? Yeah.
Thanksgiving buffet, 11:30 to 7 at the Pines.
Okay.
And 11:30 till roughly 9 o'clock at the bar in Glidden, because we're going to have the Packer game on in Glidden.
Oh, Saturday. Thursday night, yeah.
Yep.
Got those Dolphins coming to town, yeah.
Yep.
Get some cold weather for those Miami people.
Yeah, absolutely. All are welcome.
All right. Very good. People can check out the Facebook page. Is that a good place to go for all of the updates and your website, too? What's the website address?
Absolutely, northernpines.com.
Okay.
And then also this coming Sunday, help out the Boy Scout troop in the area. They're having an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner fundraiser this Sunday from 4 to 7 at the Pines.
4 to 7. Come watch the Packer game on Sunday out at the Pines and support the Boy Scouts, you said, right?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Very good. Thank you, Lena.
All right, everybody have a great week.
You bet. Lena joining us here. Mike McKay is coming in here in just a moment.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Like I'm George Jones, smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on mud tires. Back in
day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss.
I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. See, if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, a man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in.
Chilling on a dirt road, back swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on the tires, that's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting Easy Street on my tires.
lost count and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Oh, give me another
one. Woo!
AQ Country.
She'll set the field on fire just cutting across the pasture. She'll have you falling for it all and then leave right after. And she got a cold heart, but she got a warm smile, cut from the same cloth. She kind of buck wild, a little bit angel, whole lot of outlaw. She's trouble, but I tell you right now, y'all, long live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girls. Leave you in a lonely ghost town, girl, where the sun don't rise. Rodeo 419, love you like a Mustang. One hand on them giddy up brains, holding your heart with some good. It's fine, cause it's kind of my thing. Long live cowgirls. Yeah, long live cowgirls. I hate that I love the way them kisses taste like whiskey. How they wake up, take on off, and not even miss me.